What's trending? This is probably, well, it actually broke this time last week. Finchie, you and I were here and expecting a quiet Friday afternoon. Then the Tim Payne story dropped.
The Master Blaster.
And almost a week to the minute. He has, Tim Payne today said that he will not be going forward at this point in time. So you can understand that, the amount of pressure that he's on.
It's so ridiculous, really.
Yeah, it is ridiculous, given it happened so long ago. Yeah. But anyway, you can have your
and
say.
And was cleared of any wrongdoing.
Yes.
From both Cricket Australia and Cricket Tasmania.
Yes. And it probably hasn't helped that you were hoping he'd get some runs for Tasmania and the Tasmania second side. Didn't happen. Got plenty of catches. But in the meantime, we've caught a new captain. The captain is a bowler, the first bowler since the 50s. And Pat Cummins has been named.
Would that have been Richie Benner? Would have been the last captain?
No, the bowler was. It's eluded me at this moment. I'll get to that in a minute. We'll go to the press conference with Cummins, and we'll get back. I did mention it earlier in the week. I'll go to Cummins and let's hear what he had to say. He's the 47th Test captain of Australia.
Yeah, there's a couple more unknowns about having a bowling captain, and that's why I think from the outset I was absolutely determined if I was captain to have someone like Steve as vice captain next to me. I think we're so well planned these days with not only the players we have around us, but the staff. I feel like I've got quite a lot of experience to draw on that. I think a lot of the problems or potential issues around being a fast bowling captain, I'm sure we'll be able to work through. So, feeling overall excitement, as opposed to being too nervous about, what might happen.
Ray Limwell, that was the name that was just, I couldn't get it out. Anyway, so Paddy Cummins, he's the 47th Test captain of Australia. It's some feat, isn't it, Finchie?
Oh, superb feat, and he's a superb young player. And what I liked about it was, he's determined that, obviously, and I'm not don't know much about why batsmen have been more preferred to bowlers, and obviously there's other reasons why, but he was more so determined to make the most of it and have, someone of Steve's, former captain alongside him. So, and you're right, it's a good situation to do it. If you're going to blood a new captain for the future, when you've got some senior players around him, Dave Warner included as well, Steve Smith, who have been there and done it, especially Steve, who's done the job before, there's no better time for Pat to have that experience to lean on, especially in an Ashes tour, which is always will have its challenges at some point throughout the three other five test matches.
You mentioned Steve Smith, so he has been named Cummins vice captain, which will bring with it a little bit of, I suppose,
negativity.
Well, people will be saying that you're either in or you're out. If you're in for a vice captain, why aren't you in for the full captain? Mm. You can't be half pregnant. I think that will be, this is the word I hate using, right? And I never use it, but I'm going to use it for this. You can't go 24 hours, Finchie, without hearing the term these days, narrative. That'll be the narrative. Mm. Everyone says that'll be the narrative. Well, that'll be the narrative. People will be saying, Steve Smith, how come he's allowed to be vice-captain, not the captain? I know that Warney was in opposition.
But Warney, that's what he used to spit the dummy at. Adam Gilchrist got chosen over him because of his off-field indiscretions.
Yes.
And he made a point that was ridiculous.
Yes.
So he should be the first bloke going, well, if Steve's the best for the job, then Steve should get it.
Yeah.
And I think one thing about Steve Smith, he didn't do what actually happened in Sandpapergate. But in my opinion, I think he is great for the job because he put his hand up and took responsibility because it happened on his watch.
If he was one of the three, right, involved in the three players, if he was Bancroft or
Warner,
yes, then you'd be thinking about that. But he wasn't.
No, and he's the captain, and he went, look, this happened on my watch. The buck stops with me.
That's right.
So that's, as what happened shouldn't have happened, but he's taken full responsibility. That's the leader you want.
Yeah. Anyway, it is Pat Cummins, so congratulations to Pat Cummins.
Yeah, exactly.
As I said,
well
Tim
done.
Payne steps down from all forms of cricket. Do we see Tim Payne playing cricket again? That is the big question. In other news, I mentioned this at the top of the program, Felice Kaufusi signs with the Dolphins. So they've picked up a Queenslander. That was most important to them. Wayne Bennett had this to say via the Dolphins' Instagram account.
Yes, it certainly is. Got a lot of respect for him, watched him play a lot of football. I coached him last year in Origin, which was a real pleasure, and he's a great pro. He's not a lot of work for him to play well. He's just got that attitude. Yeah, well, again, in the process of making decisions about who we need here and who we'd like to have here, and that becomes a big part of the equation. I mean, not everybody can and will have played in grand finals and been a top level player like he is, but we need a number of those players. They show the way and they set the standards, and they're important. Well, he's come out of a great system at Melbourne. They produce a lot of good players and they produce a lot of good results. So that's the type of person you want in the club and in the leadership role in the groups, with that experience. And it makes it easier on everybody then, because they know the standards and they know how to drive them. And
there you go. So we're going to grade the grades after this, grade the trade, so to speak. Felice Kaufusi, he is the number one marquee signing for the Dolphins. What do you make of it, Finchie?
Oh, well, what Wayne said there, he comes from a play, tremendous signing. Mm. Again, it depends on how much you sign, but, you know, one thing with back rowers, you know, they're a dime a dozen in terms, so you don't overpay them too much. But what he said there, he brings a standard and a culture he's used to that, you know, in a new club is really important in setting up that culture of a club. And, you know, Wayne touched on that, and he's a great signing for the Dolphins.
Yeah, Chrissy Warren adds to the Ray Limwell, who was the last fast bowler. Richie Benno, of course, the last bowler to captain Australia in between Ray Limwell and now Pat Cummins. So there you go.